Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Azeninga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the current farming season, with some regions hoping for a bumper harvest, while some are looking to a bleak future following some erratic rains in their regions. An outlook presented during the first post-cabinet press briefing of 2025 by the Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Enchias Masuka, highlighted that the Grain Marketing Board, GMB, has enough reserves to sustain rural communities until the next harvest in April 2025. Dr. Masuka said the government was targeting a 340% increase in major crop production for the 2024-2025 summer season, a move, he said, would enhance national food self-sufficiency. Zimbabwe needs 2,200,000 metric tons of maize per year to feed everyone. Maize meal is the staple food in the Southern African nation. However, the season is gloomy as some parts of the country are expecting poor harvests due to the erratic rains and long dry spells. Late but heavy rains have washed away crops in areas like Masingo and Matabeleland provinces. Dams in Matabeleland are still running below capacity, with the Bulawayo mayor, Mr. David Coated, saying they are at 37% capacity. To discuss this food situation in Zimbabwe, we are joined in the studio by Ms. Martha Makonye, a farmer in Mash East province and a postgraduate student in project management here at George Washington University. Welcome to the show, Ms. Makonye.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
We also have on the phone our Agriculture Think Tank National Coordinator, Mr. Frank Kubakacha, and CITCO Africa's chief agronomist, Mrs. Wendy Madzura. Welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Let me start with Ms. Makonye. She is here now.
Yes.
You have been farming. How long have you been farming? Let's start from there.
Basically, I've been into farming for, I can say, 3 years now. Yeah, I was doing tobacco in Zimbabwe from 2021 up to 2023. Then I later moved to DC.
And how has that been going for you?
Yeah, as for me, it was quite challenging, I can say, because I was a small-scale farmer, and I was not contracted by any tobacco contract. So it was quite difficult for me because I had to seek resources for myself, and me coming in as a farmer, as a female, was also very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, with this year, looking at the weather predictions and everything that's been going on, what sort of yields are you looking at?
I was expecting 3,500 tons from the hectares that I had planted, but with the rains that we had in Zimbabwe, they were very low, because I also experienced dry spells within the first season of the summer season and the rainy season. Hence, most of my my tobacco seedlings, they had to dry, and it was very bad. So sourcing new seedlings and to plant again, it was very difficult. So my yield for this year is very low.
Okay, let's hold it right there. We will come back and take this conversation further. Let's take it to Zimbabwe now. Vakubvakacha, muripo irapo?
Ndiripo, baba. Ndiripo, mkomana.
Munongo taura kuti munorima. Imbotiudzai kwakamira seiko kuminda uko gore rino?
Ndinotenda mukoma zininga nebasa ramuri kuita nemufana wakanaka kudai wekushiya zviri kuitwa muZimbabwe. I think chinhu chachakanyanya kusunga zvinhu panyaya dzekurima muZimbabwe yanga iri nyaya yemvura. Pane chinhu chainzi climate change changa chichiitika, desertification yanga ichiitika, but tiri kuona kuti gore rino is an exceptionally better or good year zvinhu zvisati zvambowanikwa kwenguva yakati rebei. Mvura yatakasangana nayo hongu zvinozosiyana pakuti yasvika kupi nguva yakadii, but generally nyika yese yakawana mvura yakakwanisa kuti sora nemiti zvikwanise kukura zvakanaka kureva kuti kana takutaura nenyaya dzelivestock we are covered as a nation. Livestock takuwana mvura yakakwana yemombe tine zvakare sora rakakwana rezvipfuyo zvedu zvemhuka dzemusango nedza tinochengeta saka that is a very good development yaitika across the nation kunyanya kumadevelopment region kwataichema makore mazhinji mat south part of mat north and part of midlands and some part of the rest of the nation saka tikona mwaka wemvura wakati tatarukei zvakanyanya saka izvi zvinoita kuti the growing window and the planning window and the planning corridor ringe rakakura mukatarisa ivhetu kutobvako ndakawedzera madits beyond 31 December kuitira kuti tikwanise kudyara saka fortunately nemvura iri kuungana mumabiridziro iri kuungana mumanatural water bodies edu almost at full capacity 17,000 water bodies in Zimbabwe akazara zvinoreva kuti takwanisa kuita supplementary irrigation kana mvura ikakurumidza kuenda plus water table aiwa yakwira zvinova a very positive development saka yes some parts of the nation like what you heard pane mamvura ikauya yakati wande inokukura zvinhu pamwe pacho pakutanga patakaita pasizon pekutanga varimi vazhinji mbesa dzavo dzakaoreka pasizoni dzikabuda dzikatsva but that was a temporal thing vakazoita pick themselves up from there definitely they will be smiling all the way to the bank and the business made is exceptionally good my friends.
Okay, so are we safe to say for the farmers in Matabeleland part of the country where we've had a lot of flooding and they're saying the crop failure there is quite evident. Nemvura yakanaya kubva pamashure apa iyi. Are they okay now, would you say?
Yeah, chandingangotaura mukomana Zinga ndechekuti mafarmers edu in Matabeleland the fact that zvirimwa zvavo zvakaitwa washed away ne flood it's not a cause for people to panic because Matabeleland in terms of grain nechibage yagara isingat contribute much yaicontributa much in terms of livestock ndo mafeed yield edu ati now chibage chachigara chichirimwa kuregion 1 region 2 region 2b ne region 3 ndo kunobva chibage taitova nesinario yekuti kana nzvimbo idzodzo dzikabva chibage tinotora chibage kubva kubrazil tobva chibage kubva kubelarus chibage kubva kuzambia tichito import under the grain importation scheme but now we can't import there because our local farmers vari mumazowe umu vari muguruve umu vari mamurewa umu vaita chibage chinotyisa dzisiro saka I think Zimbabwe has managed to build enough stock reserve to make sure that chibage chisina kucheka kukurwa kumatebeleland we can safely shunt transportation choenda ikoko to areas of need saka ndiri kuona equation yake at the end of the day iri kuti gazigazi iri kubalansa.
Okay, Tombo, mira ipapo ndichadzoka kwamuri manje. Let's take it back into the studio. We've got an in-studio guest today, Miss Makonye. Let me come back to you. Now, it brings me to wonder.
Yeah.
Farming, agriculture in general kuZimbabwe, rinonzi ibasa revarume stereke. It's a men's industry. That's what people say.
Yes.
How did you find yourself getting into that industry?
I can say pandakatanga upinda industry. I got into it because my father was privileged to benefit from the land distribution yakaitwa back then in 2000. So he had land, and land where it was just lying around. My brothers are not into farming. No one wanted to use the land. And inini, I have a passion for farming. Hence, I talked to my dad, and my dad has got a lot of things. Papas, zvanzvakango gara, matractor, magejo, zvanzvingo relying idle. No one was using those things. So I sat down and I talked to my dad, can I use these things? Then he was like, kana uchizvi kwanisa, you can go ahead and do. So I started by building my barns, kusevisa some tractor and what sort, ndokutanga kwandakaita when I got into farming. But I was facing my challenges from other, like vamwe varume madare chikuru angari within the farming society that we were in. They were actually saying, iwewe mufana muskana, why are you into this? Isusu kuruma forge, isusu madara, takashichaza. Nakona kuti unozvigona here. So, yeah, there's always that stereotyping that comes with farming. Kuti this is, women are supposed to be kurorwa and what sort and what sort. But that's how I got.
So, can we say now a lot of women in Zimbabwe have ventured into farming? Like, what's the contribution from women in the agriculture sector like?
Yeah, it's quite huge. If you can look at what my fellow women are doing, like Wazanai, and also Wendy, you can see a lot of women are now into it. It's more lucrative, actually, to get into farming than anything else. But you are not supposed to take shortcuts. Farming, I the cell phone farming, in order we uribo full time. Rather than which you for not could say yeah. Zvinoda uripo iwewe unyatsi uchizvimanejera zvinhu zvako wega, because you find it if you are a woman, kana usingazive zvinhu zvinoitwa pa ground, ukafona uchibvunza kuti maisa fertilize akomana unokudza kuti taisa cup number 32, iwo vaisa cup number 24, and the bags votora votengesa, even pakumixa mushonga, you have to know as a farmer uri mukadzi kuti how do I do these things, because if you don't know, the men, obviously, they will take advantage of you.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, we will take this further. And this kukusia, but let me go back to Kubakacha. Timbonzwa zvirikuitika kumapurazuko. Now, Mr. Kubakacha, the El Nino-induced drought has come, and it seems it's not something we are going to forget anytime very soon. What is happening? What are you doing as farmers? What are you doing as agricultural experts to mitigate these effects and the impact of this drought?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not in the Urumende yedu. Urumende iri kutonga nekuti Urumende yaita open up a discussion platform, especially for farmers, for free. Farmers in Zimbabwe, they get information for free, especially from AgTech and other supporting agricultural associations like Wanakagos, Wanafink Tank. So the information is cascaded down to the people about what season lies ahead of us as a nation. Sakatukona kutinya El Nino, I am going to shure mukira makumbo. It was well preached. It was well discussed thoroughly, including you, my brother, from Studio 7. You are there to help us to contemporize the nation. So the information you have about Kuchange Kuhini, El Nino induced drought. So we were well prepared for that. So that she knows the failure is the I'm sure you know the information. So the rest of the farmers that is very much in Zimbabwe, they pay heed to the government call to adopt Pumvudza, one of the killer punches, Jekubinga Garamnika, which is Pumvudza. This Pumvudza was passed out very well in the government, maybe in Zimbabwe. That's Rana, Nemanga, my association, Ali Vorundali, Nemanga, or Pitchpaw, Mariva, the supporter. Saka nyaya kumbuza chini chaka chambirwa in response to El Nino kutikana kaita drought chapona mikape tisha manyera kopi saka vete wa mwakaita kumbuza bashingi vacho ni wangu 70% waka budira uyeo ma input e kumbuza akashika kunyango kumaruwa kunyango kumadoroga and recently ndakaona government yedu ichibatwa na Minister of Agriculture is contributing a lot towards the national food reserve, and that's one of the responses that the government has taken to mitigate the effects the El Nino. Unfortunately, the phase of El Nino is actually winding and to put on out of the other chinga, I think that will be a thing of the past, because Tatuamu built Rekubudamu El Nino Macho, and she calf charina this year, the harvest we are likely to expect. It's going to see us through, I think, for the next 2 years or so. Plus the bank water reserve that is accumulated underground. Mozambique. mvura yako ine yapasi inyayema proper agronomic practices atokudzidziswa na Dr. Masuka na PS Dr. Jim, Professor Jim, saka tikutambira kuti pasi water bank reservoir saka water bank iroro ndo reserve water ichashandiswa pamabiridziro wo irrigation or even supplementary irrigation. So I'm seeing things are going in the right direction and we are a step ahead in terms of El Nino. I think it's Zimbabwe we have managed to get El Nino and its effects.
Aha, regarding boku bata pamuromo tiri papapo mabata nyaya dzakawanda chaizvo ndichadzoka kwamuri rekatimbodzokera zvakare kuna Muzare Makonyi vatinavo muno nasi mu studio. Miss Makonyi.
Yes.
Let's look at funding in the agriculture sector. When we started the show, you said you were self-financing.
Yes, I was self-financing.
When you started this, how difficult was that? Are there no banks in the country or other lending entities that give money or inputs to farmers?
Yes, we can say there are other entities. The banks are there. For example, CBZ. They offer my farming loans and what sort to my farmers. But because people were taking a lot of loans from the bank, Mari and what sort, people were not paying back. So now it's quite difficult to get a loan from the bank because Novarkuti is only they want collateral. Whereas for someone like me, I didn't have collateral. So getting funding from the bank is very difficult. But if you're into tobacco, you can go and get funding through those tobacco companies that are there, the contractors that are there. But you find, Kuti, the money that they tell you they want you to pay them back, Maria Vanega Wachinda, they'll tell you maybe pay bag. A bag is going for about, compound fee was going for about $35, $36 if you buy it Pro Farmer. That's the basic compound fee for tobacco fertilizer. You get it for that price. But if you go to a contract, when you pay back, maybe $80, $90, or maybe even $100 a bag. Then also calculate interest, and to make matters worse, Mari Pono Zenda Kuflo, Inenge Chibadoro, 60% US and 40% RTGS, ZIG component. So you find good Pono Zenda Ku Bank, contractor Nikashida Mariake in US. They don't want you to pay back their money in ZIG dollars. So you find good funding is still a challenge. We still have a long way to go in terms of funding.
All right.
Yeah.
Ko pamunotengesa papa zvimwewo zvirimwa mabata nyaya ye 40 kuti kwaitwa 60% US.
It's the same even nekuchibage.
Kuchibage
ku GMB is the same because right now you find kuti kwakaiswa mutemo kuti you as a farmer you're not allowed to sell your produce kuchibage. Kwakaiswa mutemo ne the new government that you're not allowed to sell your chibage kuma private entities. Maybe sezvaimboita vanhu kuti unonotengeserana feed mix vana chichi hazvichabvumidzwi. Everyone is to take their maize ku GMB. So ku GMB is the same scenario. You don't get 100% US anyway. Whereas iwe murimi unenge isa 100% input. Mushonga, even chikafu chaunobikira vanhu, dizura unoshandisa, everything else that you're doing ku farming uri kuisa 100% input. But mutemo yedu inotizoni haukwanise kubhadharwa 100% input. Saka that's the challenge ine murimi on the ground. Saka kana uchiita uri small scale zvinogona kusabhadhara, but maybe if you are delivering matans akawanda, maybe 100 tons or maybe 300-400 tons, maybe zvinogona kuita. But kana uri kamurimi kadiki seni manje unenge uchiri fallows.
All right.
Yes.
Hold that thought. Vakubhakacha, I'm going to go back to Vakubhakacha. Tipete hurukuro yedu Vakubhakacha. The irrigation schemes, tinonzwa kune ma goat schemes, dzimwe mbudzi dzakazosungisa vamwe vakawanda, hatidi kutaura mazita. What is the situation on the ground today in terms of these supporting programs, ma irrigation, ma input schemes, pfumbudzi yamambobata iya, tichipedzisa zvedu nhau hurukuro yedu, zviri kubatsira kusvika papi munharaunda dzevarimi nhasi?
Ndinoti nemubvunzo wakadaro mukoma wangu, chandikuda kuti nditaure chokwadi chiri pachena ndechekuti takapiwa Zimbabwe zvirango zveupfumi. Vanhu vakawanda vakaomerwa nenzira dzeraramo, vakaomerwa neupenyu. Saka mukutsvaka mukurarama kuti munhu asafa asati afa, vanhu vakawanda vakatizira kuagriculture. Saka tiri pafezi iyaya yekuti vanhu vese vakaenda kumaminda nevamwe vari kurima. Handi vese vari mafarmers, because farming is a calling. Farming chipo chinobva kuna Mwari chekufidha nyika nemhuka nevanhu. Saka nyaya yekuoma kwakaita upenyu nenyaya yezvirango zveupfumi, vanhu vakawanda vakanotizira kudii? Kuagriculture. Saka ikoko tinoona mafarmers chaiwo chaiwo nevamwe variko chete pakungomirira kukama government kusvika yagwadama. Thenwo tinewo acided opposition yaingotiwo kana government ikaronga chinhu chakanaka ivo vari pakungorudunura nekubvarura. Idzi nyaya idzi dzati dzikei zvadzo, vandisingade kusvika ikoko, asi ishu iripo ndeyekuti tikona hurumende yenyika yeZimbabwe ichizama nepainokwanisa napo kusapota varimi kuti vasimuke, kusapota agriculture kuti isimuke. Tine maprograms anosvika paiti, tine got input scheme, tine
teacher
baba.
Muri kuti akawanda maprograma emungapedza ese here? Nguva yedu yaakupera
zvakanaka. Ngomazininga maprograms ari kufamba zvakanaka. Paari kudomira pamurimi chaiye chaiye tikuona emultiplier effect ndo ari kufidha nyika. But tinewo macases ariko amataura evanhu vari kusungwa avo. Inyaya yekuomerwa neupenyu kwakwakaita vanhu vaakutizira kuagriculture. But very soon tikuona urongwa hwakanaka hwekuti vanhu vavane matitle deeds and taakudzokera mugwara rekurima chairo chairo, hekuti varimi vachava varimi, vasiri varimi vanofanira kuenda kumikoling yavo. But ma-government programs ese ari kufamba zvakanaka.
Aha, all right. No, thank you very much, Mr. Kubakacha, for explaining all these things and laying out facts and pointers on the outlook of this 2024-2025 season. We are going to end this discussion here today. So I will thank you one more time for being with us. That was there, Mr. Frank Kubakacha, a very influential agriculturalist in Zimbabwe, a coordinator of the agricultural think tank. He is doing a lot of other things in Zimbabwe, including farming in his personal capacity. Thank you very much for being on the show. And Ms. Makonye, we are going to need you in the next segment after this. So please stay with us and we will definitely come back and take this further. So we will take a look at what is happening elsewhere in the world as we take a quick breather on this one. At this week's Artificial Intelligence Action Summit in Paris, world leaders and technologists gathered to discuss the rapidly evolving field of generative artificial intelligence. Many are eager to join the global AI race, while others are proceeding with caution. Tina Trin reports.
At this week's Artificial Intelligence Action Summit in Paris, world leaders and technologists gathered to discuss the rapidly evolving field of generative artificial intelligence, weighing risks against rewards.
Who decides what problems AI should or should not resolve? Who benefits most from its deployment? Who bears the cost of its mistakes? These questions affect everyone, and so the answers must also involve everyone.
The race to build the best AI has become geopolitical, and questions around safety and governance are coming to a head. Some, like U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, are making the case for less regulation.
The development of cutting-edge AI in the U.S. is no accident. By preserving an open regulatory environment, we've encouraged American innovators to experiment and to make unparalleled R&D investments.
The U.S. and the United Kingdom declined to add their names to a declaration calling for more inclusive and sustainable AI, but China signed on. A U.K. spokesperson said there was not enough practical clarity on global governance. As for the U.S., the threat of exploitation by state actors prompted a more protectionist stance.
Some authoritarian regimes have stolen and used AI to strengthen their military, intelligence, and surveillance capabilities, capture foreign data, and create propaganda to undermine other nations' national security. I want to be clear. This administration will block such efforts, full stop. We will safeguard American AI and chip technologies from theft and misuse.
The sentiment appears to be at odds with U.S. AI companies like OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT.
Are we worried about China? We'd like to work with China.
Do you think your government would let you do that?
Do I know that? For sure, no. Should we try as hard as we can? Absolutely, yes. I think that's really important.
Some say an open, collaborative approach can engender more safety in AI.
The idea that, you know, technology can be transparent, everybody can see how it works, you can fix it, is actually the friend of safety.
Whether the AI race tilts towards regulation or safety, the summit should serve as a wake-up call, said French President Emmanuel Macron.
If we let the Americans and the Chinese have the champions all to themselves, we can be sure of one thing. We might have the best regulations in the world, but we won't regulate anything. So we are in the race. We are fully committed, and we will see it through to the end.
In the global AI race, remaining competitive means striking the right balance between innovation and regulation. Tina Trin, VOA News.
Now, today is a special day to many who celebrate Valentine's Day, which signifies a celebration of love, romance, and affection. The day is observed annually on February the 14th, and its origins are rooted in ancient Roman and Catholic traditions. Now, as Valentine's Day is celebrated today, we can't just come here and go without saying something.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Makwenye, yes. You are here with us. Does Valentine mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does mean something to me.
What does it mean?
Yeah, it does mean something to me. Kanandirimurulone someone. Yeah. It shows this day is very important because inokupamkana wekuratiza mumwe wako, how you feel about them through acts of service, maybe gifting them with something or maybe a getaway or something. To me, it means something, but to other people, they say Valentine is just like another day. Obviously, vanhu vanenge vachirwadziwa nevanhu vari murudo ndo vanhu vanodaro, but kana uri murudo with someone, obviously, it will mean something to you.
Did you have expectations and anticipations this year?
This year, unfortunately, I didn't have any anticipations because I just moved to D.C. So, obviously, apana panda izombowana Valentine present from someone because, obviously, yeah. As you are still saying, I'm so miss. I don't have the other misses in my name, so I didn't have anyone else to give me,
so
give me anything. So I didn't anticipate.
So what are you doing? What are you doing today to mark Valentine's or to celebrate it?
Yes, self-care, obviously. I'll take myself out because I cannot wait for someone to do that for me. Obviously, I have to spoil myself, take care of myself, have fun, maybe have lunch, or maybe go and get my nails done or something like that.
Yeah. Very interesting. In short, if you had a few words to leave for the people today, what would you say?
Yeah.
As we close.
I would say don't give your other half a pressure. You know, what we see on social media and what's the reality on the ground, those are two different things. So you might see yourself getting pressured. Don't pressure yourself. It's the thought that counts. Don't compare kuti ininda vigirwa maputi, ningachengirwa mota, sesha zodaru. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
As we close, thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate you for coming to the studio. And time is not on our side. I would like to thank Ms. Martha Makwenye once more for coming to the show today and for all the contributions on the show. Martha is a grad student in project management at George Washington University here in D.C., a farmer, amongst other things. That brings us to the end of the show. I am Evans Zininga, signing off in Washington.